If someone hires a donkey to drive it in hill country, so he wants to drive it over a hilly area, and he doesn't do that, he drives it through a valley. Okay? Or the other way around, he hired to drive it in the valley, he didn't do that, he drove the donkey over a hilly country. Even if the distance is the same, and the donkey dies, he's obligated to pay for the value of the donkey because he didn't do with the donkey what he hired, you know, what he took it on to do. Hasocher is a chamor uvrika, if he hires a donkey and it becomes blind, or shenaseis angaria, or a marauding troop comes and takes it. It's pressed into service, the king's service for a while. Omer loy, so the owner of the donkey can say to the person who hired it, Harei shelach lefanecha, you, what's before you is yours. He doesn't have to supply him with another donkey. And the reason being, because he can still use it. So if it's gone blind, he could lead it. And if it's been taken by the king, so when it comes back, at that point, he could use it at that point. So he doesn't have to supply a replacement donkey. Mesa or nishbara, but if the donkey dies or broke a leg, chayev lahamid loy chamor. So now he has to give him another donkey. And the reason being now it's not usable at all because the donkey died or it's broken a leg. It's not usable at all. So now the owner of the donkey has to give him a replacement. Hasocher es hachamor loy licha bahar vo licha bebika. If one hired a donkey to drive it in hill country and he drove it in the valley, im hechelika patur, and then it slipped, he's exempt, right? And he's exempt for payment because he hired to drive it in a hilly country. So it's more chance of it slipping in the hills than in the valley. So if it slipped in the valley, he's exempt from replacement because it's less chance of it slipping in the valley. And therefore, you know, he hired it for the hills. There's a big chance of it slipping in the hills. He didn't take it into the hills. He took it in the valley and it slipped, meaning the method of dying was less chance of it dying with that particular method where he did use it. So in that case, he is actually exempt in that case because the way it died was less chance of it dying, you know, where he had it. Vim hu chama chayev, but if it died of heat, now he's liable. And the reason being, it's hotter down in the valley than in the hills. And therefore, it's now he's liable. And the other way around, we'll see it's the same thing. Olicha b'vika, if he had to drive it in a valley, v'olicha bahar, and he didn't do that, he took it into the hills, im hechelika chav. If it slipped in the hills, then he's liable, because there's more chance of it slipping in the hills. Vim uchama, if it dies because of heat, patur, then he's exempt, because, again, there's less chance of it dying of heat in the hills where he took it, even though he wasn't supposed to be there. So he's exempt. And lastly, im machmas hamale, if it died because of the scent, right, then obviously chav, he's liable, because he wasn't supposed to be there, right? And now it like died, you know, because of the scent, so then obviously he is liable to pay. Deal is a deal.